Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located here in Elk City at 616 North Locust Avenue. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. The Refuge Church, located, they have changed locations, y'all. The Refuge Church is now located at 18304 East 1140 Road. And you have to put the East in there or it will not get you there. So it's 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest today is Sister Melanie Randall. Her title for today is Words of Wisdom to Live By. Great message so far.
All right. We are on chapter 6 now in Proverbs. And this is a passage of scriptures. This is Proverbs 6:16-19. And so it deals with a group of things, but it's all under one heading, okay? These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. And I could not pass up that passage of scripture. I just felt like that was just so important to God to say that, you know, these are six things that I hate and that, you know, seven are an abomination to him. And so these are things that we just don't want to find ourselves, you know, walking in. You know, these things are so important that even as you go to, the last book in Revelation, it talks about those that won't enter the kingdom of God. And some of these things are mentioned like a lying tongue. God's not going to entertain that. You know, if you have a real problem with lying and you just lie all the time, you're going to have to do something about that. You're going to have to check that. You know, you're going to have God to intervene, say, God, put me on the pathway of truth. You know, there's some people that just lie every other word or every other sentence or whatever. You know, it's like they can't hardly tell the truth for anything. And you hate to even get in conversation with them because you don't know what's real and what's not real, you know. And so, you know, God does not want us to walk in falsehood. Because, see, what it is, it's deception. When you don't walk in truth, you're like the Bible says, there's people going to be in the last days. It says that will be deceiving and being deceived. So what goes on is that you go around, you deceive people, and then you deceive your own self because you're walking around in deception, you know. And so, and, you know, that's what we have in our government today, too, now that I think about it. That's what we got going on. They're just spewing out all kind of lies and stuff, too. I really believe some of these people in our government are just deceiving them on selves. They believe in their own lies, you know. But anyway, let's not be those individuals. Let's not be the ones that, you know, hands that shed innocent blood. Let's not feel that, you know, we can just abort a child for our own convenience, you know, just because we just don't want to have one right now, you know. Well, if you don't want to have one right now, don't do the thing that caused it to come to be.
Come on. Amen.
Oh, man. I'm not going to get all because I could spend a whole lot of time on that subject. But let's not just go on, you know, in a road rage, you know, wanting to kill people. You know, on the just because, you know, you feel they're driving too slow and you can't stand it, and so you get in a rage, you know. People just killing folks for little or nothing, you know. A heart that devises wicked plans. Yes, that's what's going on. People are devising wicked plans against one another. Feet that are swift to run into evil. Don't be so swift to get involved with. If somebody comes by, you know, it's not your friend that really comes and say, you know, hey, you know, I got this, you know, plan. First of all, they've got a plan for you, you know, a wicked plan for you, and then they want you to be swift to run to the evil in the plan, and then they tell you all about, you know, hey, we're profit off of this, you know. Yeah, you made profit off of it, but in the end, it's not going to be a profit, you know. So you got to be aware of who you're running with. Everybody that you're running with, the saying that, you know, hey, you know, I got this idea and everything. You know, some of these people don't need to be your friends. They need to be your, what I call them, your acquaintances. They're the ones that you say hi and bye to. You know, hey, man, how you doing? You know, okay. All right, I'll check you out later. Those are the people you just need to be in brief conversation with and move along so they won't get you all caught up in a trick bag of stuff that you don't want to be in. The lying is so prevalent because it's mentioned twice, a false witness who speaks lies as well as a lying tongue. I skipped the proud look, the very first one, a proud look. You know, a haughty spirit comes before a fall, the scripture says. Don't feel like you so much more than anybody else. The scripture says we are to look out for the interest of others over our own. And so, you know, be humble. You know, whoever you are, be you a celebrity, be you a well-known individual, be you not known, or be you known in a town of 8 people. Be who God created you to be. And when you are humble and when you are helpful, get those two words. When you are humble and helpful, God sends people to your rescue, to your aid. And so be that type of individual. And one who sows discord among the brethren, that's just, you know, somebody always sowing up strife and always want to get into an argument and always wanted to, you know, be in conflict with, you know, some people just like to be in conflict with other people. They just like to set up an argument. You know, they just want, they want you to get upset. They do. People just want you to be mad about something. So let's not follow that pattern in no kind of way. All right, moving on. Proverbs 7:4. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding our nearest kin. This is how close God wants you to walk in wisdom till you say that it's your sister and understanding your next kin. What is that saying? It's saying that you can't afford to not have it. You cannot afford to not walk in wisdom. It's got to be as close to you as your hand is to your wrist, as your elbow is to connecting your arm, you know, to your shoulder. It's got to be that close to you. You can't afford to not walk in wisdom, because if you don't walk in wisdom, you're going to find yourself being tripped up by obstacles in life, and you'll be thinking, what? I didn't see it. No, you didn't see it because you didn't have wisdom to see. You didn't have discernment to know and understand. And so we've got to keep wisdom that close to us. It's important. Proverbs 8:35. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. And why is that so important, that whoever finds wisdom finds life? My goodness, if you find wisdom, it's your very life. And not only that, God gives you favor when you walk in wisdom. And that's what the scripture says, I believe is in Luke, speaking of Jesus as a child, that he walked with favor with God and man, and he walked in obedience to his parents. And so when you think about Jesus, who is God's son, having to obey his parents, my goodness. And then, but then it had helped him to, he found favor with God and man. God will give you favor with people that people don't even like you sometimes. He will give you favor. They'll find themselves giving you stuff and thinking, I don't know why I'm giving this to you here, but I just feel pushed that I need to give. It was because God's causing you to feel pushed to give to that person. And so walking in wisdom will give you favor, and it will give you your very life. And the thing of it was, the scripture says in verse 23 of Proverbs 8, that same passage of scripture, before the earth was, there was wisdom. So wisdom was here before we ever came, before the earth came. Why? Because God is wisdom. That's why it was here before we ever came. He is the wisest of all. Proverbs 9:9, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. A foolish man's ways seem right in his own eyes. And so, you know, you're not going to be able to teach a foolish man wisdom unless he wants to see the wisdom to come out of his foolishness. Because he's already thinking, well, I already know. You can't tell me because I already know. And so you got to, you know, find that person that will receive the instruction. There's another script that talks about the person that receives instruction and correction. Be that person that will receive instruction and correction, and you will be finding yourself operating even in a wiser place than what you're already in. When you're already a wise person, you'll know just about where to receive instruction and who to receive it from, because God will bring various ones that are wise to you to help you, and the enemy will bring those that are foolish to him. But if you're a wise person, you'll be able to know. You'll be able to discern between the two and which path you should take. Proverbs 10:19, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. In the multitude of words, you got people that talk all of the time. And as I heard a woman say, talking loud, saying nothing. Just like to hear themselves ramble on and on and on and on. And eventually, when a person talks so much to where you don't have, you know, they give you no leeway to speak, and they just keep, eventually sometimes they're going to say something that's not true, because they're just rambling on and on and on about stuff that some of it is not productive to anything. And when we speak, we're supposed to be having things that's productive to the hearing, what we're speaking. And so when you have people like that just like to talk all the time and never give you a space, they call you on the phone and they just talking, you all you got to say is, hey, how you doing? And you, the rest of the conversation is, well, I'll talk to you later then, because they done said all they want to say, but then hear you out on what you want to say, if you had anything to say. When you have a person, a multitude of words, eventually they might say something that's not true. And that's why the scripture says, you know, sin is not lacking. Oh, goodness, my phone. Y'all going to have to hear that for right now. But anyway, sin is not lacking in the multitude of words, but he who restrains his lips is wise. So let your words be few, as the scripture says, and seasoned with grace. I tell you what, it wants to go on a second round. But anyway, you know, I want you to, you know, be mindful of that. Let your words be few and seasoned with grace. And then you'll have somebody that want to take on what what you're saying. I got one more scripture, Proverbs 11:25. The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself. And so if you're a generous person, you know, don't mind giving whatever it is. If it could be giving of your time, talent, money, whatever. Be generous in giving whatever you give. Because if you be generous, the generosity will be, you know, restored unto you as well. You'll have somebody, it says, and he who waters will also be watered. Somebody that's, you know, that you never knew of, is just looking around, seeing what you, there will be a blessing unto you because you're being a blessing unto others. That's what that means about being watered. You're watering. Water is life. You're giving life to someone. God will give life back unto you. So, you know, I hope you have received something in these Proverbs, and I will look forward to the next one, the set of Proverbs we give on next month, if God so say the same. And may you be blessed as you go out your day.
Would you like to pray to send us out, Miss Melanie?
Amen. Father God, we thank you for what you give me, Lord, to share with your people, Lord, in the Proverbs and in words of wisdom to live by, because we all need to live a life of wisdom, a life not in foolishness and wickedness and evil, but a life of in truth and righteousness and just being discerning in what we say and what we do, who we're around, who we connect to. So I just pray that this message will cause us all, Lord, to take stock of where we are in life and just to be discerning and to walk in a wise manner. And Lord, I just pray that you would be with each and every one, Lord, throughout the balance of this day and the rest of this week, God, that we will be helpful to someone along the way as we live out our life in you. And I thank you for victory on every hand. Victory, God, on every hand in our lives. And we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from my grandson, Ethan, and from our beautiful, sweet sister, Melanie Randall. Y'all have a blessed Thursday, and we will see you tomorrow.
Let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.